On the show today, we have Survey and Ballot Systems' very own John Westerhaus and GeoVista Federal Credit Union's very own Stephen Asplund talking about how SBS helped GeoVista successfully host their annual meetings vote during COVID. Another great story on how credit unions have pivoted during those challenging times. So check it out. Everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome to our show. And on today's program, we have quite the episode for you. First, I'm going to introduce right below us is Mr. John Westerhaus from Survey and Ballot Systems. John, how are you doing, sir?
Good. How are you doing, Mike? It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you very much for taking time out today to chat with us. Really cool story. But before we get into the story, I have a gentleman right next to me, Mr. Stephen Asplund from GeoVista Federal Credit Union. Stephen, how are you, sir?
Michael, I'm doing great. Thanks for having me today. I really appreciate this.
Oh my gosh, you're very welcome. I'm looking forward to our conversation. We're talking about how Survey and Ballot System, can we just say SBS, John?
Is that okay? Of course. Yep. As they say in the biz, of course.
As long as we get the first reference down. So how SBS helped GeoVista successfully host the credit union's annual meeting vote during COVID. There's a lot of amazing stories that happened during the pandemic the last 12 months, and amazing stories continue to happen. But this one in particular caught my interest. So before we get into that, John, can you give us a quick summary on SBS and how you all help credit unions before we dive into the details of the story?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd love to, Mike. Survey and Ballot Systems, or SBS, as we just previously established, we were founded over 30 years ago, and since then have become one of the leading election services providers in the United States and beyond. We're starting to serve a lot more internationally. But growing back then in 1990, growing from just a couple employees and only doing a handful of votes a year, now we have over 40 employees and we're doing 650 votes a year. So a lot of growth over the last 31 years. And we're headquartered just west of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Okay. We're in a 20,000 square foot facility. And so with our size of space and then an employee base that is continually growing, but also has just a diverse amount of or a diverse skill set and be able to bring different types of expertise and has good tenure and longevity, we're primed for more growth. But of the 650 votes, we do a ton of credit unions. We serve a lot of credit unions, and that could be director voting, merger votes, charter conversion votes, and annual meeting voting. And that's by paper or electronic, or what's probably more common is a hybrid of the two, able to serve the full client base. But what's interesting, Mike, is that in the last 18 months, we have launched our new pride and joy called Direct Vote Live. And it's a software geared toward live virtual meetings and in-person meetings where the users can be in a live voting setting and use our software with ease to be able to make that happen on both the administrative side and the voting side. So, as you can imagine, a year ago with annual meetings for credit unions really transitioning toward the virtual platform, we found a new way to serve credit unions.
And this is where we are today, our new normal. And so, Stephen, before we get to how Survey and Ballot Systems helped you guys out, so what was appealing about them to you and then to your credit union's goals as well?
Well, last year in 2020, we were fortunate enough, we held our annual meeting before COVID was really a huge problem because we always hold it in February.
Okay.
And moving forward, as March, April, May hit, a lot of other credit unions were talking about how they were going to do a virtual annual meeting. So we looked at that, and I'm part of the business development group for CUNA Mutual. And in there, we have a lot of discussions, and a lot of the discussions that came up was Survey Ballot Systems. They talked about how easy they made it, what was going on. So we researched that, and we were hoping that COVID was not going to last a full year. And we got into October, November timeframe, and I sat down with the CEO and a couple other of our senior members of our management team, and we went over what-if scenarios. And I said, we probably need to make a real hard decision here if we're going to be able to do a live meeting or a virtual meeting. Well, in December, they decided we're going to have to go with the virtual meeting. And Survey Ballot Systems, or SBS, they were at the top of the list. We checked out a couple of others, but they came highly recommended from other people within the credit union that had used them. So we contacted John. John and I, we probably had a half a dozen conversations and demos, and I kept bringing more and more people in, and they were like, I like this product. And I'm like, all right, let's do what we can.
Right. Yeah. So, we all had to pivot, right? So what were those conversations like, John?
Well, you know, I think at first we were just really trying to figure out where Steven and GeoVista were coming from. And so to be able to figure out through those, like you said, through the demos and through conversations of, all right, how do you want your virtual annual meeting to look? And then what is this platform like? Mm-hmm. So it was at first just describing it verbally, and then eventually said, all right, do you have something that can give us a demo where I can share it with my team? So I gave him a video link that was really easy. That's actually been really helpful for a lot of credit union leaders to just take and then give to their team and review it internally on their time, and then come back and say, okay, here's our feedback. Here's, we understand a little bit more about the product, and then, can it do this, or, you know, we need this to happen. And, that's kind of what those conversations were, really fleshing out what the need was. Mm-hmm. And it turned out that DirectBolt Live is a really good fit for them.
So how did that, you guys got the meeting going, Steven? So how did that look to the folks in the meeting to vote and attend the meeting and stuff? So what's the interface and all that? How did all that work for you guys?
Well, what we did is we had a Zoom meeting going on, and then we sent out, and SBS makes it really easy because we could calculate the vote. We saw the votes as they were coming in. We decided to shut off. We didn't want to know how people voted, but we wanted to see how the votes were coming in.
Okay.
So that we knew when we had a quorum and we had all of the votes. We had more than enough people show up for our annual meeting, and we would open up the voting. We would send them, they'd get a text message on their phone saying, hey, this is the question. These are your choices. Please respond now. And then it would pop up on a screen. We were watching a computer monitor, and it would say this many people voted and this is where it is. And then after about 1 to 3 minutes, depending on what the question was, we would close the voting. We would get a tally, and then we would read the tally and say, okay, we have a unanimous decision to do this. And it made it super simple. And the venue that we used, we had two giant computer screens. One, we could watch the Zoom meeting, and then the other one, we could see how the balloting worked. We could see the questions go out because we were in a room, and we had two of our board members and our CEO were in the board. And then I had my tech guy, me, and one of my bosses were in the room watching the meeting well away. We were able to spread out. And with this, our members could see the vote. They knew that the vote was being accurately calculated. And the whole thing is it was 100%. And at the very end, we got reports downloaded showing how many people voted, how many people were online. I mean, it was absolutely fantastic. It's going to be everything that we need for our auditors when they come in, because we can show we had a quorum. We can show that everybody had an opportunity to vote. And you know how in a Zoom meeting, if you don't mute everybody, you can't hear anything.
Right.
This way right here, we had the opportunity, people could raise their hands on Zoom. But with this right here, the comments I got were like, wow, that was so easy. It was amazing. I had one 80-year-old member say that was the easiest thing I ever did in the world. And she is not tech savvy at all, but she loved it.
See, that's what I like about this technology. It's age agnostic. Anybody can use it. I mean, you know, forget the Gen Z and the millennials. Oh yeah, they know everything about technology. Anybody at any age can use this stuff. So that's the really cool thing about it. So were there any challenges that you guys had to overcome, Steven? But I mean, and if you did, it sounds like you got past them pretty darn easily. So
the biggest challenge we had was I gave it to one of my tech guys, and he said, I want to run this thing a dozen times. And we did it. We put together groups, and we worked out all of our kinks ahead of the meeting. we purchased the package with them where we had many different meetings we could set up. We asked questions. We brought different people in, different demographics, and everybody had the opportunity to say, hey, look, I like this. Hey, look, can we do this? And we figured out exactly. We even could preload most of the questions ahead of time. But if we had to come in or we had something else that came up, we could put it in there.
Oh,
like we were, there was a possibility we could have a challenged election for a board member. So the board member that was nominated by the nominating committee, their name was filled in. But if we got a nomination from the floor, we could go in and edit and put the person's name that was nominated from the floor in there. And then we could just go ahead and vote. Or if we just had the one person, we didn't have to vote by name. We just had to approve that we accepted the as nominated. Mm-hmm. So we had multiple questions there, and we could pick and choose as we went through. And John and his team, they were online with us. They were ready to go. I called him about 30 minutes later. I said, oh, I forgot to call and tell you. We're done. He said, wow, that was easy. You guys didn't even call us for tech support. I said, man, my guys were on it. But John and his people gave us all of the stuff that we needed ahead of time so that we could run dry runs, we could practice, and we were like, okay, this is going to be great, and we're going to love this as we do this.
Wow. So you took like a potentially sticky situation and could really change it on the fly. So it wouldn't be a sticky situation. So that sounds like that's the versatility of the product, right, John?
Yeah. And so it's, you know, obviously, like Stephen said, there's also people behind the product too. And what we tried to do was, you know, you try to prepare for the fact that there will be sticky situations. You don't want to ignore that that could be the case with any type of new technology because you're adopting, it's the first time that you're trying this out. And like Stephen said, the best thing that their team could have done was, hey, we're going to do this a dozen times before it's live. We're going to get to know it. And Survey and Ballot Systems was there to help them with live training, as he said. And with any new technology, I think the biggest challenge is that anxiety that comes with adopting change. Mm-hmm. And once you're able to get your feet wet and you're able to really understand and be familiar with the platform, as with any adoption of new change, it takes away that fear. And that's what our team tries to do in leading people to be the most successful they can, doing things on the fly during the middle of a meeting. We put you in a good position. Our Survey and Ballot Systems team does our best to put our clients in a good position when game day comes around.
Indeed, yeah. That's normal with any type of new thing that you're using. So that fear there, but once you use it, and like you said, Steve, I mean, about the 80-year-old member who you said, this is the easiest thing ever. That just gives you a ton of confidence to use it in the future. So that all that fear is out the window. And now you're like, hey, we have total confidence in this solution. And so, and having said that, so what's the future look like for you guys? I mean, especially as we kind of rise out of the pandemic and get back to somewhat of a normal lifestyle here. So how do you guys see using this in the future?
Well, right now, my CEO, we're playing everything by ear. And she really enjoys the live meeting because she's been in charge of our credit union for over 50 years, and she loves sitting down with the members. She loves talking with the members.
Oh, sure.
But when she did this right here, she was like, could we do this when we were actually live with the members? I said, absolutely. We can do that right there. And I said, we can get everybody that's in the room. We can get them. All we got to do is have their phone numbers, have all of their information. We could text them the ballot, and we could still do it. And we've got John on call. I've got him on speed dial on my phone right now. For if I ever need him again, let me tell you what. The relationship that I built with him in just that short time, it was absolutely fantastic because they genuinely cared and made sure that everything went off without a hitch for us.
Oh my
gosh. So in the future, we'll definitely be looking into them. And I have recommended them to other credit unions. Awesome. And this is, I went to John about this and said, man, I love your product. This is so good.
Wow. I think we have a commercial in the making here, John. So,
well, the just saying, Stephen, likewise, the feeling is mutual is great building a relationship with you too. And I think that aspect of it has, that really participates in creating the most successful experience for you and for your members, just because it's that self-administered platform, but we want to put you in great position to succeed. So.
Good stuff. Good stuff. I also wanted to just quickly address the point that, you know, a lot of times that a lot of these meetings, they're not easy to do. They're not easy to hold. And there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of hurdles to jump over and stuff. But it sounds like this technology, what Survey Ballot Systems has to offer, will make that much, much easier and maybe even increase the participation in these meetings and in the votes as well. So it sounds like it could foster some, you know, enhanced participation, increased in participation. Do you see that happening, Stephen?
I see in the future that we could do a hybrid meeting where we will have people online and we'll actually have people live. More and more people, I mean, with COVID and with 2020, we learned to adapt around a whole lot of different things. And this system right here gave us some adaption tools because I was trying to figure out, well, God, how are we going to do this? What are we going to do? I've got to brainstorm all this. And after talking with John and that, he was like, this is our best solution. This is how we can help you. And I was like, there's no way it can possibly be this easy. And as we started getting in more into the project, I was like, wow, I don't even really need the tech guy here. But you know what? I'm going to have him here because if we got a problem, I want to make sure. Yeah. And we had everything set up. I mean, we had backups. We had an extra laptop. We wanted to make sure everything went well. And I was hoping, I was like, oh, I hope we don't have to call John. But, I always wanted to dial him in so he could watch and see how a bunch of novices used his product. And it was like, wow, this was fantastic because – they, like I said, they gave us the tools that we needed, and my tech guys were like, we really like this. So we've got everything that we need, and we're looking to the future of probably using this again.
Yeah, I think a lot of folks are going to go to that hybrid model, and this is a perfect example of using that hybrid. And this technology allows you to do that, gives you the freedom to do that. So it's really, really cool stuff. Gentlemen, I mean, this is an epic story. I love things like this, where the technology really enables you to change things on the fly, makes things easier, increases participation. There's so much upside to this. So it's just it just bodes well for everybody involved. And so with that, I mean, anybody, and John, you have anything else to add here? I mean, this is great news for you. Like I said, this is a commercial in the making for you guys. Stephen, you are awesome. So John, anything else here to add here?
Well, Stephen, you are awesome. And GeoVista is a wonderful credit union. So just a shout out to you and your staff too. I think the one other thing to add is to just really reinforce the point there that Stephen was making, and you too, Mike, is that, meetings moved virtual, and it just so happened we launched this product right before a pandemic hit, and that was good timing with how people were able to have a solution for a virtual meeting. But to just emphasize a point that this isn't just for virtual meetings. And that point right there is twofold. So one is to say, yeah, I agree with you that there's not going to be a point in this pandemic, as we're seeing with folks with their annual elections being rather, you know, at an in-person meeting, an on-site election versus remotely. It's not just going to be, oh, there's this date and now everyone's coming back and we're all good to go and everyone's comfort level with the pandemic is the same. People are going to be filtering back to these annual meetings over the course of a number of years. And so that hybrid model of a meeting is accurate. You know, this allows credit unions to be able to, and other organizations to be able to accommodate voters that are in person, because this is a mobily optimized platform, tablet optimized platform, but also for folks that are at home and want to participate in the meeting still. The other piece is that credit unions' membership base is, if you're doing it right, is rapidly growing. So, you know, you think of those branches that are 45 minutes to an hour, hour and a half away from their headquarters. And somebody who is 80 years old doesn't want to be able to, or doesn't want to have to drive to the annual meeting. They can attend it virtually. So like I said, mobily optimized, most people that attend that annual meeting in person, they're going to bring their smartphones with. And like Stephen said, you get a text message pushed to your cell phone. You have a link right in to the platform and boom, you're voting. You're seeing these live resolutions popping up and opening up, you vote and they close. And the instantaneous tabulation and certification of results, like Stephen said, what a boon for your supervisory committee and your legal team to be able to have something there that says, hey, we officially voted. If you audit us, we have something that says Survey and Ballot Systems certified your vote. And these are the official results. So just the yes, we're good for the direct vote live is excellent for virtual meetings, but it's going to be great for when people return in person too.
Yeah, as you're talking, I can't tell you how many stories I've heard from technology providers and credit unions about, gosh, if we didn't have this piece of technology, you know, installed or implemented before the pandemic, we would have been up a creek without a paddle. And this is just another, the timing of these things is just impeccable. It's just amazing. This, it gives me goosebumps talking about, you know, things just, this is a great example of like, gosh, if we haven't implemented this, we might be in a different place. And you guys as well, Steven. So it's really cool, the timing of all this, how all this happens, and for such a great reason. So, and Steven, yeah. I mean, anything else to add on your end as well, Steven? This is such a great success story.
Well, the biggest part about this was, is even though we're a small credit union based in Hinesville, Georgia, we actually started out as a military credit union, the Fort Stewart, Georgia Federal Credit Union. So we have soldiers who opened their accounts when they were here and they moved all over the world. We had, I know for sure, we had someone who lived in Kentucky logged into our meeting, and they had never been able to come to a meeting before. And we had another one out in Washington State that I know for sure, they logged into the meeting and they got to vote. And the comments that we got were like, wow, I've never been able to go to the meeting before because I moved so far away. But now with this, this is great. And that's another thing that we're looking at, is now we can really bring in some of our global members, some of our longtime members that may have had accounts for 40 or 50 years that have moved on, that now can participate in the annual meeting again, and they can see everything that's going on, and they can see, and a lot of them will probably remember our CEO from back when she first started a long time ago. So that's what gives it the great part, is we pride ourselves that we have members in every state and all over the world. And now they all have the opportunity to be able to log in and watch our annual meeting and to actually participate and vote. So that is the biggest part for us. We're able to reach all of our membership, not just the ones that stayed here within the 200-mile radius of our credit union.
Yeah, that's, gosh, you took the words right out of my mouth. I was thinking the same thing. Not only can they attend, but they can participate too. Ah, such good stuff. All right, gentlemen. Well, I'm going to let you guys get back to work because I'm sure you got plenty on your plate these days. So I don't want to keep you from your job. But thank you so much for the time. This was such a great story.
Thank you, Mike. And thank you, Stephen.